Today's episode is brought to you by the people over at Unfiltered. It's cold outside and nothing is better to beat the cold than an unfiltered tech suit, hoodie, or the all-new long-sleeve tee.
Head over to unfilteredforever.com and use promo code BLAZE at checkout for 15% off your entire order.
So visit unfilteredforever.com, promo code BLAZE, B-L-A-Z-E, and remember, there's a science to being you.
Let's get it started in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze radio show starts now.
Yo, what up? Welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy Be Easy.
This is Key.
And it's your girl Amy.
Oh yeah, hold on. Wait one goddamn minute. Hold up. Let's see where my shit's at. Got everybody here today.
Wait, did I do something wrong?
All praises be to Allah. Hamdu Allah is what they say. Amy.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm good.
You got free merch, Key. How are you?
What up, though?
Okay, Detroit. You got free merch, and I have nothing.
Oh, you didn't get no?
No, I'm lying.
They didn't give you any leggings?
Nah, I got something. I got something.
I want to see you in your tights.
Shit, no, you don't. How was your weekend, Amy? Your week?
Nah, I ain't gonna front. I work hard this week. I'm so excited to take 2 days off tomorrow.
You taking 2 days off
tomorrow? I'm taking two.
Mm. Oh.
I'm not showing up.
Well, I mean, that works. I support that.
So how is that two tomorrow?
Tomorrow and the day after that.
Oh,
I'm taking two consecutive days.
Now like, you can tell somebody that don't take no days off work. They're like, wait, how does that work? 2 days in a row?
No, no. She said, oh, I'm taking 2 days off tomorrow. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah.
I'll be like, it was the language, you know.
He was confused.
Sorry, yeah. I forgot I got to be very
Pacific.
Factual.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, what that mean? Like, you're not gonna. I thought you meant like that you ain't gonna be a mama tomorrow, and then you ain't gonna.
What?
Yeah, like you ain't doing shit for them kids. Like, they gonna have to ride the bus, and you ain't taking them and picking them up or something.
You know what? Thank you for that idea. Exactly.
That's what I'm here for. Soft life. I live it every day. I don't do shit. Speaking of mamas, Key.
Yeah.
Well, all both of y'all mamas. How was your week?
I worked all week. We had an event this weekend, so
my son works.
Right, exactly. That's how my baby was. Mom, I want you to stay home. Like, what are you doing?
What events y'all had? Something
we had the rodeo this weekend.
Ooh,
I was about to say something white. How was it? It'd be fun on.
I mean, I don't watch it.
It was okay. That's why that was in the paper. It was some little
a lot of Confederate flags out there, huh?
You know what? I don't think I didn't see any
progress.
Okay.
Like normally, you know, it's all over. And you just like, I didn't see. I thought I might have seen, you know, some Trump looking stuff. Mm-hmm. Didn't see it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe.
Maybe they were sold out before they got there. Because it's not like they know where they were coming, because they're in, you know, good old South Carolina. They sell that shit at the corner store if they want to.
They was outside watching that balloon.
Oh yeah, that is right.
That is right.
Did y'all see it?
Yeah, it flew right over here.
Okay. Yeah. I saw it when I got to work. I didn't know anything about it till I got there.
Yeah, shout out to Scumbag Lounge. They were about to record, and Eric was putting some air in his tire. He came in the store. He was like, "Hey, y'all come outside." I was like, "Damn, that nigga shoot." He's like, The balloon.
The plane.
Yeah. So you know what I'm saying? We look up, and at first I was trying to be cool, like word it out there. And then I saw it, I was like, "The balloon." I pull out my phone and shit. Look, y'all at the balloon. They go to the balloon. You know what I'm saying? And about, you know, an hour or two later, they was like, they shot it down. That was at like noon yesterday, so.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about it until my supervisor, she was like, the Chinese balloon. And I was like, what?
Yeah. So about.
I thought it was a bug or something she was talking about.
It was like Wednesday. They had said that it was like in Montana or something like that. Somewhere on the border, like way up north, way in the west.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like they didn't know the track it was going to take. Well, they kind of had a possibility or whatever. Then they put a little map up. And I was like, hold up, that's going across, it says it's going across the beach. I was like, if it go across the beach, then it probably going to come through here, coming from that way or whatever. And then they was like, if it catch a jet stream, it'll cross Saturday or Friday night or something. I was like, oh, whatever. And I ain't thought about it. And I ain't heard nothing else about it till he came in talking about the balloon. So,
I wonder what kind of footage it got before they shot it down.
You should have seen some of the memes, like
I saw the one with the people throwing the beer bottle at it.
I saw that. Shout out to DJ Trini that's been on the show before. He talking about, of course, before it leaves the beach, it gets shot. Some shit like that. like nothing leaves the beach without getting shot. Like, I was like, damn.
Is that Renee?
Yeah, he posted that. It was something like that. But yeah, so that was the big thing yesterday.
You ain't wrong.
How was your week?
My week? What did I do this week? I worked. Oh, I had jury duty Monday.
You did? How was it?
You went.
Yeah, hell yeah. What the fuck? You don't go to jury duty, nigga. If you don't go, them niggas coming for your ass. So I go to jury duty, you know what I'm saying? It was like 200 people in there. Shout out to everybody trying to do their civic duty. So, you know, I want, you know, if it come to it, I'm going to do it. If it don't, you know, I'm happy because I don't want to, because they don't pay you. They give you this little card for $15. I'll talk about that at the end of my little story. So get in there, they calling all the names and stuff. I see my homeboy sister in there in the elevator going. I see my classmate. I see this girl, this other girl, you know, from the city or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, I know a lot of people in here. One of my, my mom, I think my mama first cousin, he was in there. He a little older. So he my cousin too, but he was in there sitting behind me or whatever. So then it was like 9:30. They was like, yeah, so we're going to take a recess after they go through the names. I didn't know you had to tell what you did for a living and shit. Mm-hmm. You had to tell what you do. And, like if you married or whatever, I was like, my wife, she's retired from Volcraft after 42 years and all kind of shit like that. I'm like, damn. So, you know, I tell my story. I started to say some shit about, like, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. I was like, hell no, let me stop. Let me tell them what on my tax records. So they sent us to break at like 9:30 or something like that. Like, we're gonna take a 15-minute break or whatever. And then we'll call you back in. And then they call us back in. And so we sitting there. And I was out there talking to my homeboy sister, whatever. And so they call us in, we get back seated, and they're like, yeah. So he called two people up. And this is the shit that kind of fucked with me a little bit. On some other shit, especially this Black History Month now. Mm-hmm. So he called two guys up or whatever to the front to like where the jurors sit, because we was in like where the audience sit at, you know, and they have all the people. And he's like, now everybody else, I got some good news for you. You're dismissed. While y'all are out, they came to agreement. I guess they settled the case or whatever. Why? Because after they saw the jury or whatever. Mm-hmm. So they settled the case, so we was about to go. So then he was like, but these two, they got to stay. Come to find out, they homies with the judge.
Oh shit, I thought you was about to say they had warrants or something.
No, they just cool with the judge. He's like, nah, he just messing with him, knows his friends, whatever, whatever. I'm like, that's what, cause one of the niggas he was in there talking and shit. I'm like, damn, he real comfortable in this motherfucker. Come to find out the judge is homeboy. I'm like, I ain't really like that too much.
Yeah,
you know the color. But so they give us these, if y'all ain't never been to jury duty, they don't pay you, but they give you these cards. And the county offer them, they give you $15 cards. Mm-hmm. Now, when you get a card, a debit card or whatever, what you do with that sticker? That's on the car, on the front.
I peel it off
immediately.
Yeah.
So this morning I was gonna go to Starbucks. I like, shit, they say you use card anyway. Uh-huh. I'm about to get me some good Starbucks, you know, spend about $12.
Spend the government money.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They say use it how you want. So I like, let me activate it. So I called a number. The first thing the shit say, well, in English, press 1. Euro Espanol, press 2. Dos.
Número dos.
I'm like, okay, one. It was like, to activate this card, please enter the pin that's on the sticker on the front of the card. I'm like, damn. So they was like, press 1 to enter the pin. If your pin starts with such and such, and it got the 4, and it was like, if you don't have your pen, press 4. Man, I was on hold the whole way driving over here. Then the shit just cut off. Like.
No. So, now, I'm one of them to leave the sticker on.
See, I take it off.
Mm-hmm. But I leave it on until I activate it.
And it had a paper to tell you how to activate it. Mm. They came in, so I was like, man, fuck it. So, so yeah, that was my... I did my civic duty, y'all, so I'm a better American than y'all.
You are. because
they got fancy with the cards now. Dalton County used to make you go wait in line and cut a check.
Oh, at the courthouse? Mm-hmm. I'd rather have the check, because then I could now mobile deposit, which I need to do with my scanner payback. If all y'all got that scanner payout from when they was going to build our power plant and they paid us back, they live in Columbia. Yeah. Mm-mm. My check was a big $15.
Hey.
So that was, let me see, what else I do? It rained a lot this week.
It damn sure did. I
saw a whole lot of wrecks. Lord, y'all need to slow down when it's raining.
Please. And pay a fucking attention. A lot of times I talk on the phone while I'm in the car, because that's the only time that I can talk by myself without somebody wanting to say hey mm-hmm. in the back to whomever I'm talking to. It don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever I'm talking to hears me just going the fuck off in my car.
Oh, yeah.
It's always something stupid every fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll be talking mid-sentence. I'm like, God damn. Like, what the fuck? Like, you trying to die? It's because most of the time I come by the hospital when I'm going to work, because I go like the back way to avoid like the lights and stuff. But it's ridiculous.
Yeah, people can't drive
at all. Last night I was beeping the horn at the people like that were completely stopped in the merging lane.
Ew.
Like right there by the mall. Like if you're on the other side by what's over there? Red Roof.
Yeah.
And you turning going right, they were stopped.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
there
yeah.
was no traffic coming. So I'm beeping the horn like I thought maybe they was looking at the phone, or you know, maybe they just weren't paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
So I end up beeping the horn like 3 times. Like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
If they from out of town, they like, what happened right
here? No, they ain't from out of town. They had when I passed them, they had balloons in the back of the car.
Like a number 3 and a number 2.
It's like, what is wrong? Let's go.
Yeah. But that was my week. That's it. I guess we'll start with emails, y'all.
Emails. Yeah, plural? We have more than one email?
Yep. We'll start with this one. Somebody just said, I just sent my email. Please read it before the show, before you end the show. And I'm a stickler for having things structured.
Mm-hmm.
And I read the emails at the beginning. So let's see. All right, here we go. This will be on the other show. Because this is for the
top five.
Yeah, we'll read that one on the other show. So shout out to him for sending that in. Well, this other email, I ain't gonna say the name, it's anonymous. It says, first, I love the show. I went to FMU, so when y'all go down the rabbit hole of Florence stuff, it brings back ratchet yet enjoyable memories of college. Second, I too was the recipient of some young penis.
Hey.
I too worked at Foot Action in Magnolia Mall before it Foot Action ain't closed?
Yeah, it is.
When it closed? Tuesday. Recently.
Let's go.
Foot Action?
Yes.
When did
it
close?
Me and the man was just talking about that.
Like, it must have been like in the last 2 weeks.
I think it was in maybe like the last month or so, like for it to be like completely gone.
Oh, because I was in there. The last time I was in there was when we had the live that day. I was in there looking and I was trying to find some shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's done now.
Okay. Damn. Met him. She said she met him while I was at work. He came to my apartment, Patriot Place across from FMU, and his daddy called during because he missed curfew. It was good, though.
That's young as hell.
Yeah. Well, not really.
Curfew?
Nah, when I was, until I was 20-something living on my own, if I was at my living at my mama's house, like, after 12, you ain't coming to the house after 12.
I'm like, where you at, bro? Yep. Midnight. Ain't nothing open but some legs this time of night.
Mm-hmm. Come on home. Trouble out there. Said, last I recently tried to shoot my shot at Be Easy.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
I asked somebody that he knew to introduce me, and I was denied like a hooker trying to sit on the front row of a church service. Shot got blocked like Curry was playing an AAU team. LOL. Still love the show, though, but if Be Easy wants to get some Valentine's Day action, hit me up.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Ooh. Hey.
talk about shooting your shot.
First of all, ma'am.
Do I know this person?
I am more than my body. I have a mind. You could at least offer to take me out on a date first.
That's a given.
She'll take me out on a date.
Yeah.
Is it? It is.
And then fuck.
It's a given for a date.
Valentine's Day. You gotta feed us on Valentine's Day.
Nice young lady. You know, she called me up and want to take me out and on a date, and she bring me flowers and give me a nice meal and something to drink and
about to get these relations,
and then we have relations. I gotta give her relations.
Mm-hmm.
Pot go to Weezer.
Okay.
pot go to Weezer? Because the Weezer go pop. Nah. Well, I'm flattered, ma'am.
He a little burgundy.
Chill out.
I'm glad you flattered, but there's something in here. Who the hell?
Who's hating?
Who hating?
You think it's somebody hating?
Oh, it's another email somebody hating on me?
No. What she said that.
Because ain't nobody never told me about nobody
trying to introduce her.
Go ahead.
And they shot it down.
Oh, wait. The person shot it down to introduce?
Right, yeah.
Oh.
Because he never met the
I never knew about this.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I thought you shot her down.
Yeah, me and Amy was acting surprised like we didn't know this email because I had to send this to Amy like, look at this mess. Who's this? No, at first I was like, this person lying. She was like, nah, read what it say again. She was like, no, she's saying the person shot it down, whatever, whatever.
So. Oh, that's why I said, do I know this person? Because I didn't shoot it down. I was like, yo, one of my homegirls was like, hey, what that chocolate thing doing? And I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I was like, oh, I don't know, but I mean, I passed the message. Okay.
How y'all feel about that?
What?
Like, would you, like, if somebody tried to holler at one of your friends, like.
If one of my friends, I'm going to hook it up.
Yeah, it depends on who it is, though. Like, if I know it's like, ain't shit nigga, like, please don't talk to me about her. And your friend might
like ain't shit niggas.
I mean, I would tell my friend. It wouldn't be like they told me and I didn't say nothing. And be like, girl, like this nigga tell me he wanna take you out, but
her answer let you know. Who?
Right.
Like if you don't think it's shit, be like, John Smith, tell me with the big car. Shoot, why you ain't giving my number? That was she was saying.
Like, wasn't he in there with his wife? Be like, yep. See?
Mm-hmm.
See, I got quiet.
Yep.
But that happens though. Like literally, like, sir, like, I can't.
This person foul.
Who, that person who hated?
Yeah, and we need to find out who it is.
She probably won't you. Was it a man that blocked it or a woman that blocked it?
The email don't say.
Yeah, they don't say.
That depends, though. It might be.
What if it a man?
He might have wanted to smash. It's like, nah, I ain't gonna tell him. Like, you supposed to be my girl.
Wow.
Like, you know I used to like you. Why would I put you on him?
What if it was a woman?
She might want you.
Wow.
You know I like him. Like, why would you even say that?
What if she? What
I
if
used
the
to
person,
fuck around with him too. Like, why are you even trying to
what
do
if,
that?
What if the woman don't know? Like, what if the woman don't know the man want her, but she just trying to find some kind of connection to get introduced? And like with both situations, she don't know the person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, that's the thing though. It's just like Like, well, why? She might lie and be like, girl, he got like two families and he don't even say nothing.
It's all fucked up.
He don't even take care of his kids and he be out here on the damn radio and on the podcast and shit, throwing parties. You been there? Wings wasn't even that fucking good. Little stupid ass. I've been to his house. We got the studio. I'm glad, but I mean, no. You know, be like, go down the whole list of like, why? Just be like, damn, all I said
now
was.
Now we got to investigate.
TSR investigates. Mm-hmm.
Oh, TSR.
The shade room.
Oh, the shade room. Oh, I don't know why when you said TS, I was thinking TS Madison for some reason. I don't know. So yeah. Dang. Y'all looking at me like I'm gonna tell y'all what I'm gonna do if I'm responding to this email.
I mean, I thought we just responded. We didn't.
No, I'm talking about personally.
Oh, okay.
Nah, not. But now I'm gonna be watching everybody. You know, like a motherfucking holler.
Mm-hmm. But that's all right. But this the person that tried to holler at you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then you know what to do.
Yep, I sure do.
What's good?
remember how you was? Nah, let's see where we'll go. I will, you know, that mentioned Valentine's. That
Valentine's.
Yeah, Valentine's.
Okay.
Ain't it Valentine's?
It is.
Okay.
But you know, some folks they get Valentine's. No, the Valentine's.
Yeah, they say it with an M-E-S. Yes. I was about to say something, but I was I was on the show yesterday. I was recording somebody. They kept saying Valentine's.
No!
Shout out to them. It was a good show, though.
What show is it?
I know what show it is, too.
You probably do. I'll tell you. So, you know, Valentine's, you want to set the mood. You know what I'm saying? Music, flowers, candles, and you know, 1-800 flowers got you on the counter on the music. We got secandleco.com set the mood for the candles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and if you need some music, maybe you want to listen to that old, maybe you want to listen to some new music.
Okay,
and Smokey Robinson.
Mm. Oh gosh.
Got the new music for you. To set the mood. He's coming out with a new album and it's called Gasms.
Is this for the Grannies?
Might be. It's for somebody.
Tell Smokey Robinson.
Gasms.
It's for whoever's still getting gasms.
Yeah. Now I'm going to go down by the track list, y'all. No. Now the opening track is called Gasms. Number two is How You Make Me Feel.
Okay.
Track three is I Want to Know Your Body.
Why are you reading it like Don Cornelius?
Track four is I Keep Calling You Without the G. Track five is Roll Around.
Oh my God.
That's all Smokey can do. He don't do no thrust. He's too old to thrust. Track six is Besides. That's what y'all do after y'all finish. Y'all lay beside each other. Track seven, if we don't have each other. Now Smokey got a little freaky on track eight. Cause it said, "You fill me up." Smokey, I don't know who you singing this to. Maybe she's singing that to you. But my favorite track is track nine. I Fit In There. It's a short album. So you gotta get your work done quick. What the fuck makes you 70 to 89? And how old is this nigga? 83?
Ain't he like 83, I believe so.
Oh my God.
Who convinced him to call track nine I Fit In There?
Who convinced him to do his whole fucking album? Oh my God.
It's giving me Pussy Works.
What?
Pussy Works.
Brian McKnight. Remember Brian McKnight tried to make us listen to Let Me Show You How Your Pussy Works. I bet you didn't know it could squirt.
I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. And we was like, is this
along the same lines of Pumps and the Bumps?
No.
No, this was a slow song.
Hammer always too
Let
legit
Let me show
to
you how your pussy works. I bet you didn't know it could squirt.
They dragged
but
him for
a little. But I can teach you.
What was he trying to accomplish?
He was trying to come back and let me show you.
I'm going to listen to it, though.
No, you're not.
You're goddamn right.
You gonna listen, to that Smokey?
Yes.
He might have some slappers on there.
He might.
What was that song he came out with not too long ago about like doing drugs and being in
the game? Smoking That Dope.
Yeah.
Why do you know that song?
Snorting That Coke.
It went viral. Yeah.
Gang Bangers.
No.
Yeah.
That
was a real song. Let me see if I can find
that. Made a video.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I just don't like to look at Smokey Robinson. It's just like.
Yeah.
It's like looking at Tiny.
You know what? Yeah, damn. It just looked like he just, you know, I don't know what he's doing. His face kind of looked like a little leather face. Like, he just keep pulling it back. Like, you 83. Get your little sag in the face.
Uh-huh. All right. See if it's play. Put a little bit for the people.
I can't believe that.
I can't believe you ain't saw this. You be on social media, too.
Damn, I do, but I just scroll. Minutes. You see what I don't click on? Like, I'm not dealing with Smokey Robinson and his foolishness.
It's on the CD. Gangbanging was written to the gangbang.
Hold up. Let me see if they play it.
Got a whole intro.
They're killing.
Here we go.
Gangbanging.
This song got a music break. You talking about gangbanging. Whole instrument.
You know that. Bullets are flying.
Turn this off.
Dying.
Turn this off. All right, I'm finished.
Then he got plaid braids too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Come look. Come right here. Hold up.
He's dressed very urban.
Please get smoking the fuck out of here.
He got a hoodie on. It ain't got nothing on it.
This sound like the song he was singing at was it Blue Funeral in the Temptations movie?
Oh. Miss you, my brother.
Same vibes.
I miss you, my friend.
I can't remember that. I don't think I watched that.
That
part.
Was a very sad movie funeral.
Mm. It was, you know.
I guess this might make some people sad. Now that you talk about sad, y'all know we haven't. We ain't talked about
Corona.
We ain't talked about that in a while, but it might be sad for some people because the COVID benefits would disappear when he ends when President Biden ends the COVID national and public health emergencies. Oh, this coming in May. Okay. He intends to end the COVID-19 national and public health emergencies on May 11th. That means that many Americans will have to start paying for COVID-19 testing and treatment after the declaration ceases. So I think somebody said like to get a COVID test was, it really cost them like $75 or some shit. So now you can get the like free COVID test at your house.
And by this time, I think all of us know what the symptoms are. We had it. But you know what? I think it may be different now, though. Like, you know, if you've had it and then you've been vaccinated and it's just like, I might have just a little bit of COVID.
But you ain't had it yet.
But you ain't had COVID yet?
No.
But you know what the symptoms are.
Yeah, but they different now, though.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it's different now.
Fucker.
Yep.
He don't
if
never have no mask on. Look at him.
Who? I do wear a mask.
I'm the only one that wears a mask at my job.
I wear it here.
The only one.
I remember in the beginning, like, one of the symptoms everybody used to have was, like, headaches. They're like, it started out with a bad headache.
Mm. I didn't have a headache.
You had it you had the first COVID-19?
Yeah, I think so. First one.
Like, what
year? I had it January 2020.
That don't count.
Why it don't count? Because they wasn't calling it COVID.
Yeah.
Well, they start calling that shit COVID in March.
Well, sorry.
But I think it started like the fall. Well, that was winter, but the fall. Because my friend and her family had, I'm going to say they had it, but they didn't know what it was because they kept telling them that, like, it was flu, but it wasn't flu. And it was the same thing, the same symptoms. And like everybody, like one got it, everybody got it. And it was just like, what is this that won't go away? Mm-hmm. All of the medicine that they was giving them, it was like, it's not working. I don't know what this is. And they pretty much had to wait it out.
Well, I know the first, we did a story on the first like recorded case. Like they knew what it was and they knew where it came from. It was a house party somebody had in, I want to say it was like Seattle.
Yes.
And a lady had it. And like they traced it back to the house and like it was like 40 something people there or something like that and 20 something people at the house got it.
Cause some kids were there too, right?
I can't remember if kids were there, but it was like a house party. It was, I don't know if kids were there cause the woman that had it, she was like 37. She was like the first recorded case. So that was when they first started like really tracking it. And they were talking about how they could contain it if people did such and such and such.
Yep.
Like by that, at that point, like other countries, a couple other countries had like started shutdowns or whatever. So they were saying, if we do this here now, it'll stop it. But they didn't. I want to say that was maybe March or February.
That was the first week of March.
First week of March.
Of 2020.
Yeah. I remember.
Because the second week of March of 2020, Florence shut down schools.
It moved that fast?
I don't think it was the second week. Was it the second week?
Yeah, because I got rear-ended.
Okay.
The day that they shut down the schools.
I remember the date, the official date, like it was like a national thing because we were in, we drove down to Miami because we were going on a cruise for my husband's birthday and for our anniversary. And we were there, the cruise was set to sail March 14th. Drove down there, we're waiting to see like, you know, whatever's going on because nobody's saying anything.
Y'all know something's going on there? Huh? When y'all went down there, y'all knew something was going on.
I mean, it was like, you know, in the news, but it wasn't a thing of like a shutdown like thing. So we didn't know like that was happening because we had left the night before, drove halfway because, you know, I didn't know how long my baby was going to stay. That Friday night, we were supposed to set sail that morning. Got an email like a little bit after midnight, canceled. And we were like, what?
Did y'all get your money back?
Yeah, they gave us our money back because we didn't sail. They wasn't the thing about the money. It was like, y'all could have told us this or should have canceled this before. But they were waiting to see, like, if the government was going to make them not go because of this. So
and Trump was dragging ass.
And we were down there in Miami, and I was like, we got to go back home.
Did y'all stay the night?
Yeah, we stayed because it was after midnight. But the next morning we left. I had to, like, make plans. I was like, so do you want to just stop? We ended up going to Jekyll Island and doing, you know, birthday dinner, you know, all of that stuff there. We stayed there, like, a night or two and came back home. But like there were people that were getting the messages like that morning, people that were flying down for it. But you know, there's no phone in the air. Mm-hmm. So they're getting off the planes and they're like, the
cruise canceled.
Canceled. And it's just like, what the hell?
And they had to stand.
So when they had to, make a rent. You know what I mean?
It might be good y'all didn't get on that boat.
Well, yeah, I know.
Y'all stuck out there for a month.
Yep. I'm not complaining about it. I was just like, well, damn. But, you know, like for those that were, you know, flying and, you know, you make arrangements, round trip, we leave the day now, the airlines got to get all these people back.
Mm-hmm.
The airplane ain't no better than the cruise ship because the airplane, there's no air circulating in there.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. I think Apple them filters in there or something.
They did, but it, like now, like this is just happening. It's just like, so now we got to fly back and I might still get COVID because of the people that on the fucking airplane.
Even at that point though, most of the people didn't really think it was that bad.
Right.
Right. Because they ain't had it.
And we just as Americans couldn't sit our ass down for 2 weeks. All they asked for was two motherfucking weeks.
2 weeks.
Nope. And
I remember saying something about that. I was like, man, I've been preparing to be at home for 2 weeks for 6 months. What the fuck? End up being in the house for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was mad because I missed all the free shit for my baby.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, under two, they fly free, they get free. Oh. You don't need a ticket for them to do shit.
Free at the Waffle House or something.
If I want to go, somewhere, you know, she sit on our lap. You know, I only got to pay for me or him. You know, it was just like, God damn, I done missed all the free stuff.
I ain't miss shit because I worked the whole time. Man, when them, like, I think I told this on here, but them damn stores, when they started doing carry out only and they started getting all them carry out things and shit, we had to deliver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people was eating out like a motherfucker now.
We were.
Yeah.
I did not work.
So, y'all, it was a couple weeks ago. I thought I had COVID and I took a couple COVID tests, but I didn't have it. It was just a Hulk. The Hulk had got me for being at that damn game, watching them damn Steelers beat whoop ass. Other big news this week. I should play some music.
Please.
Let me see what I can find up here.
Give us some music. This is the DJ Blaze Show.
Yeah.
Gotta get a little DJing going on in here.
I'm trying not to
let's see what you got.
Get sued.
Oh.
What was that new song she had? I think it's a remix.
That she had I got a text message because I'm in the Beehive.
Oh, yeah. Weather.
Weather.
I got it.
I ain't listened to it yet. You listen to
it? Don't worry. You about to hear a little bit of it now. Hopefully it play.
It don't sound like no gang banging.
There we go. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all sign up for y'all tickets.
Please. Please. Have I?
I'm officially in the Beehive now, goddamn.
Did shit. I sign up? Of course I did. I have a hotel room.
You already got a hotel room?
I got a hotel room when I saw the dates come out. Because I already know what time it is. I'm trying to do Charlotte because that's the closest for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've done Soldier Field already. I've been to Raleigh. Yeah, we drove to Chicago
for Beyonce.
The Benz added an additional show.
Yeah, I saw. I think DC added additional one. I know Atlanta. I think it's like 3 or 4 cities that added 2 shows now.
I signed up for you got some water and some Starbucks, right?
I did.
Drink up.
I did Charlotte and I just did Nashville so I could take my niece.
Ooh. I did Maryland because I can go to the Nigger Museum.
Mm-hmm. The Nigger.
And you've been wanting to go to the Nigger Museum.
Since it came out. We about to open one in South Carolina.
Y'all about to get beat up. And I am founding members of both.
You are?
Absolutely.
We are too at this show. We donated. Yep. We donated in the name of the show.
Absolutely.
I think that one, the one in South Carolina, opens up in.
It was supposed to open in January, but what's happening is
it's late. Of course,
yeah. But turn that damn song off for Beyonce.
No, we talking over it.
Oh, but it's because of like the weather conditions, because it has to be like it's too much moisture or something going on at the time, like for the artifacts going.
Of course, that's why niggas.
Oh, that's why we playing weather. Look at it, too much moisture.
It's that's how niggas do when it's they like it's raining. I'm gonna be a little late.
Yeah, but we down in Charleston, yeah. So what you expect? Oh, the water. There might be the ancestors like pump your brakes. Y'all ain't
supposed
got it
to open
right
this month. Then?
It was supposed to open in January.
January, but then I heard it was opening this month.
I think May now.
It's May.
I think so.
That's a hell of a.
I may not care to go.
I don't think it's February. I think it has to be either March, but I'm almost positive it's May. I could be wrong.
Or, well, we can go whenever it opens. I'm going. I think I gotta go to DC first.
I Okay, so when you go there, just plan to be there all day.
Because I already did.
I got two floors I haven't seen.
Listen. I know the whole thing. I might go 2 days in a row.
But see, it's me. Like, I got to go read everything. Like, I'm just not like ooh and ah. So I go mm-hmm. to read and look at everything. I spent a lot of time at the Frederick Douglass thing because in my head he's my uncle, and I thought it was dope. Like the stuff that That's they got Dr. in there.
My uncle.
Huh?
Nah. Go ahead.
I don't. And I think they switched the stuff out. Like they got some stuff. Like oh, and when I saw the William H. Johnson exhibit, of course, because I'm like,
yeah, William H. Johnson. Yep.
He's my friend because I'm like, yo. And
remind the listeners what William H. Johnson
is. He's from Florence, so he is an artist that was got his fame during the Harlem Renaissance time. That is here from good old East Florence. They got a William H. Johnson Way that's over there on the east side. They just dedicated maybe like three or four years ago.
On the east side?
In Florence. East Florence.
Okay.
Over there by Thomas Mart. Oof. The store. That part that goes that part that goes in between, that's William H. Johnson Way.
They got some potholes on that road, ain't it?
No, there's nothing over there. Oh. So it's like, I think that's the one with Thomas Mart, then the one after it. So it's just like, they would call it like a park because it's like, you know, trees and grass or, you know, right there. Oh. But it used to be a residential area at one time.
Shout out to, what's his name again?
William H. Johnson.
Johnson. Thank you for educating the listeners about.
Well, you know, I try to. When I do my own artwork and stuff, I hashtag Keidra H. Johnson. And it's been like that for a very long time.
Huh? I'm sure your husband proud.
He would.
By the listeners, I meant me, because I remember you talking about him before, but I couldn't remember what he did. I thought he was a sculptor or something. I couldn't remember.
Nah, he's a painter. And then, like, because I recognize his work because of how all of them look. And yeah. So when I get there.
It's only one nigga I can recognize like that.
Who?
Jean-Michel Basquiat. That's it.
Okay. But
it's kind of, it's he similar.
Biting, he yeah. biting John or John biting him?
Well, of course, John. I think Jean would be. Jean be biting him because like William H. Johnson like.
Oh, you said Harlem Renaissance. That's the 20s or something.
Yeah.
Where, look at us. This is a history lesson. Y'all niggas ain't thought y'all was getting some history. It's Black History Month.
But when you see it, you'll know it. Mm-hmm. Like if you see like one or two, they had like a big one out at the museum. They had a big one like on the front and displayed down there. But yeah, so when I saw it, you know, I was in there like, you know, the guy was like, he from Florence. I'm from Florence. He from where I'm from. My uncle, my cousin.
And they was like, they looked at you like Craig mama looked at Miss
Okay, so no, I was I was actually setting off the alarm because I didn't know they had it. Like, because I was like, when you get too close, it beeps. Like, there's like a imaginary, I don't know if it's like a real rope or anything, but when you get too close, it sounds the alarm.
Like, and
you got that close?
Yeah, because I'm reading and I'm looking, and the guy was like, he was like, ma'am, you standing? I was like, oh, okay, my bad.
Bag.
Give me 50 feet.
And they got this big thing of,
That in so long.
What's Toussaint's first name?
Louverture.
Yeah. Is that his first name?
Look it up.
I can't remember what it is. I think he's right. Louverture Toussaint.
Sac passé.
Okay. Yeah. But they have a big thing of him in there that's dope. I got a picture of it. You weren't supposed to take no pictures, but and that's
you
what? Like,
You're not supposed to take pictures in there?
Certain exhibits you can't take pictures of.
Oh, take the soul out. That's what they say.
And I was like, oh,
Men in Black. Like
it was real. It was really dope. It's nice. And if you go to that museum, see that's the National African American Museum at the Smithsonian. But they have a African art museum as well. That's really dope.
That one too?
And they have some African American stuff in there too.
The African American.
At the African Art Museum. So this
African.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that ain't ours.
But it's nice though.
Well,
and they had
98% mine.
Before and before they had the African American Museum, because that's when I went before they had that one. And they had some stuff for African Americans in there. Because I think Bill Cosby had an exhibit in there at the time. I think Bill and Camille.
They took it out.
But you know, when they have certain exhibits, they only last for
a certain amount of time.
And because they switch them out.
Word.
Chuck Berry. I hope Chuck Berry car still in there too. That was really dope to see.
Well, yeah, it was a Cadillac, ain't it?
Yeah, it was a red one.
Of course.
Negroes. The red Negroes drop top. The convertible.
Yes. Negroes.
And I was
in
like, they got a whole car in here. It was nice. The Emmett Till casket is in there.
I don't want to see that.
Is
he in there?
No.
Oh.
But you know, you go
there. Why you look at me like that? King Tutankhamun, he was in Florence the other week.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm lying.
Oh, I was about to say, what?
They moved,
I'm about
they to say moved they King Tut going on tour like Jeezy.
I think, you know, something probably happened to them people after they go in there too. I do not wish to go into those tombs.
You went in Emmett Till?
No. They have a casket in there.
Oh, just a casket?
Yeah. And so they have the story and they show like how they had like the, it was like a glass covering like over his face.
Speaking of caskets, some of y'all is dead. Because you can't use your friend Netflix password no more. That shit fucked y'all up. Yeah.
Nah.
Nope.
Y'all share?
Nope.
Do you, y'all don't share?
I can't do that. I gotta have my own, because I can't rely on somebody. I go, if a long day, I go to sit down and watch TV and you ain't pay your Netflix, I'm gonna be mad. So
you don't do the swap? Mm-mm. I use somebody else's HBO. That's it. But somebody used my Netflix. I did let somebody use my Stars one time, and then when I found the cable service with it, I got rid of it.
Oh,
and I forgot to tell them. But
oh damn!
Yeah. I need somebody BET Plus so I can go watch Zatima.
You got a Fire Stick?
Yeah.
Get Cinema.
Get what now?
It's an app called Cinema. You can put on your Fire Stick.
I gotta tell the man to do that because we use like the Roku so much, like he don't even fuck with the Fire Stick because we got Roku TVs.
Oh yeah,
put like the one in the living room is a smart TV, so that's, you know.
Yeah, I don't want a smart TV. Give me a download. Give me a dumb TV.
Huh?
Give me a dumb TV with HDMI. That's all I need.
But the one in the living room is powered by Amazon Prime, so that one we can download it to.
Netflix has estimated that over 100 million users worldwide are using the service through the login credentials of someone else. Nigel Pearson.
Who is that?
My fucking cousin.
Is that Snow Patrol?
No. That's Snow Patrol. I would never say his government on here. yeah, cuz we used, man, it was one morning I wanted to watch something real bad, but his baby was watching something else.
Too many TVs.
Yeah. So it helps Netflix hopes that putting an end to account sharing will bring a new infusion of revenue to the company. It's essentially the only way that Netflix can make meaningful subscriber additions in North America, where the service currently sees its highest share of market penetration. Speaking of Valentine's, hey yo. So yeah, they trying to get rid of this password share.
They'll fall.
You think they'll lower the premium?
People ready to leave Netflix over this.
Yeah. But why would I need, I wouldn't leave if they cutting off the person I'm sharing with. Like, if it's my account, I'm not leaving.
I just like, y'all got to go get your own.
They do need to cut the price, though.
And that's why they were increasing it, because of the password sharing. Yeah, but now that we can't share no more, y'all boy going back to $4.99?
No, you think the price of your damn BLT going to go down now? Now that shit going to stay up. You don't need BLTs, but your turkey burger or whatever.
The thing is, like, what if you have multiple homes?
It ain't affected me yet, cause I got it on a whole bunch of different devices. Like I got it on
I got multiple homes. I ain't sweating on Netflix.
Nah, but you want to when you leave one house, you go to another house. You want to start where you finished off. Like I was driving watching the 1619 project, and I picked up at when I got at home. So that you want that too. You don't want two accounts. So. Yeah.
You're right, and mobile devices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if you watch at work and then you watch at home, like it's too much to go in here.
I think
they bluffing.
It's some kind of way they can, you know what?
Is there some kind of way like with the VPN, like to
probably the VPN and what profile you go through. So if you only go through this one profile at this one location, they might can figure out that this is a house. We know this right here is a phone, this is a phone, this is a tablet.
I get it.
You know
so
what I'm saying?
If
you got three different profiles, one profile always here, profile always here, and then this profile right here is moving around. This must be the master. Just move around. This mother got it on the phone, the tablet, 2 Fire Sticks. You know what I'm saying? That might be it. I don't know. This is the way, nigga. Shit. These niggas flew a balloon across North America, untethered. That shit got where it needed. They got all of the data they needed. They got.
Yeah.
So I think they can figure out who's sharing shit. Them Indians can call my fucking phone 3 times a damn day and ask me if I got Medicare
or a warranty on your vehicle,
or that your social security number is about to expire.
Yep.
That's a popular one.
That is about to expire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Your social security number has been compromised. I need you to tell me your social security number. Your name ain't no fucking Tom. Shut the fuck up, motherfucker.
Have you seen the video where the guy caught a scammer? Got them like at an Indian call center.
Yeah, he like sent roaches and all that kind of stuff.
No, no, no. He called the girl by her real name.
That might be the same dudes. Okay. So the one, so when I saw it, might not. So they like catch these people, and they, one thing they did, they tapped into their CCTV at the call center, uh-huh, so they could see them. And then when they call, like you said, he said the person's name and they hung up.
No, she didn't hang up. She was just like, because she said her name was Mary or Mary, something like that. Like,
nah, Nimrata.
And he was like, no. Why you
and Nikki Cousins.
And her name was Priya.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, and so like the other agents like come like, what's going on?
That's, it might be the same one.
Okay.
But you could see that. It was,
yeah,
like,
you could see him.
So after that, the dude, because it was like a 30-minute video. I saw it on Facebook. It was like a 30-minute video or whatever. So after that, like, they did some investigation to find where the place was. They sent people in to be like spies in there. They got them hired. They were in there working. They would take stuff in there. Like, they took one of those, you know, them boxes, them pranksters will do, like, it'll shoot out glitter and all kind of stuff and stank spray.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They sent one. They put one of them in the break room. And they had one that let out like big ass roaches.
Oh, damn.
And the stink spray or whatever. Then one shot out glitter and it was like, yeah, we know who you are. And it was saying all kind of messages and stuff. And the people like, they kept doing like different things. Uh-huh. One of the dudes that was in, one of the Indian dudes that they had hired to go in there, he was like, he think he was compromised or whatever. So they got him out. You know what I'm saying? Like, they told him to quit, like, not to go to work the next day. And then they got that one shut down. Like, that whole building shut down. It was like a 10-story building of all they did was do scams, calling people doing scams and shit. And it was like 4 or 5 of them in the area, mm-hmm, just like that, that did that shit. Like, that whole area ain't nothing but like all they do is call all over the world and scam motherfuckers.
They need to get that one that answers for Amazon, because them hoes that rude as fuck.
What?
The customer service for Amazon.
But no, these, no.
I know,
no,
these scammers, but I'm just saying they Indian over there. Go over there and get them.
Yeah.
Why? Bring that rude shit back over. Yeah, they, as fuck. Like, I was trying to tell them, like, yo, like, this thing charged me, you know, for, and I didn't get it, or I didn't. They was like, have you called your bank? I'm like, it's not a problem with the bank. Like, legit, like, have you called your bank? Because, bitch, it wasn't us. It was like, you know
they
what?
They always give me what I want when I call them.
No, like, girl, I don't know what the fuck was going on with these two. And I was like, listen.
Did you have a bonnet on? They can sense the bonnet. You know, they deal with chakras and all that kind of shit over there.
They was just, they was mad.
They knew you had a bonnet,
like,
on.
Or like my homegirl Alice be like, you know what? This ain't even my money. Like, I ain't about to argue with these people about that, mm-hmm, stuff. Refund them. Like, this ain't my shit.
Yeah, that's how I used to be at when I worked at a call center. Damn, what the fuck did I just do? What else happened this week, y'all? Okay, so y'all going to Beyonce. We got that out the way.
That was gonna ask, but where you going?
I said Maryland.
Oh, yeah, Maryland.
That's how
you
got on the
I ain't decided yet.
Oh, you just gonna go everywhere?
Yeah, I mean, if I don't get the tickets, I don't get them.
How many you registered?
I'm not in the Hive. I have not registered.
You are a member of the Hive now. You were listening to Renaissance on the way here. What's your favorite song?
No, not today. I have.
Okay, see, not today. Go ahead and get in there.
Amy bought tickets to the last Beyonce concert. Mm-hmm. She definitely in the Hive.
It's
what I do with them tickets.
Sold them to me.
Okay,
because I'm in the Hive.
Chicago and Atlanta go on sale in the morning. And I text my niece daddy and I was like, yo, like, I'm planning on going to see Beyonce. I'm planning to go to Charlotte, but she will be in school. But if I can get tickets in Nashville, I was like, can she go? He didn't understand what I was saying, like,
because it's in
last night.
The week, yeah.
But then when he asked me, so he was like, what? And I just laughed and I was like, if I can get tickets for Beyonce, can she go? He was like, yeah. Because I tried to take her for a formation and her mama wouldn't let her go.
Speaking of concerts, y'all heard of the Lovers and Friends concert?
Now that,
no, who's on that,
is something that I would be interested in going to.
It's a whole lot of people.
It's a whole lot of folk.
Is this for us, for the millennials?
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't know if they put somebody on it, yeah, like got the jeans and stuff.
That's for the old millennials.
Okay, well then that could be good then. They got Usher and Lil Jon gonna be on there.
Usher has a lot to do with it, actually.
Okay,
it's gonna be in Vegas.
Oh.
I mean, the lineup is like people from I think I saw Rick Ross to like 90s R&B. Like it's a lot of people.
Let's go to that. I don't even know when it is. I want it.
It's
I'm about to pull it up.
May?
Let's do it.
Where you paying for the room?
I found us a room because the one I got is right next to Bank of America. You can walk. I'm walking.
Yes, May 6th. In Vegas.
Yeah.
Let me see who on this.
Let me get a room right now. And a flight.
Oh, I forgot to do a.
Let me do it.
Find the cheapest Spirit ticket.
I fucks with Spirit.
Me too. Just put me in the $50 seats up front.
So some of the headliners: Missy Elliott, Mariah Carey, Pitbull, Usher, Christina Aguilera, Summer Walker, Janae Aiko,
mm-hmm.
Party Next Door, Bryson Tiller, Nelly, Busta Rhymes, Flo Rida, Master P, and the No Limit Soldiers.
That's who I want to see.
Sean Paul, Shaggy, Beanie Man, Chris Brown, Genuine, Remy Ma,
Chris Brown,
JoJo, En Vogue, Blackstreet, Jagged Edge, Next,
Jagged Edge,
Wayne Wonder, Kevin Little, 702, Lil Mo, Lumi D,
this Boys is a the whole Men, ass Omarion,
Bow Wow, Lil Kim, Eve, T.I., Soulja Boy, The Brat, 50 Cent,
no,
The Diplomats,
Amy,
Noriega, Chingy, I'm not done, Petey Pablo, Manny Fresh, The Franchise Boys, Young Jock, Baby Bass, Frankie J, MC Magic, and Lil Rob.
I farted on everybody.
This just went down an article list of something. That ain't even true.
No, this is it. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, this got to be like the Essence Fest of...
Nah, I think it's like
the West Coast or some shit. How long is it? Like, it's a, how many days does that go? That's why I say it's a festival. How long does that go?
Oh, it's a good look, baby.
Okay, so general admission tier 4 tickets are $335.
That's on the grass.
I don't know. I think it's a festival. Everything probably on the grass. It's at the Las Vegas Festival Fairgrounds.
I wonder what
tier 3 general admission. $485.
And that's for all the days.
I don't see how many days it is.
It's just showing one day.
Yeah, it says performances.
So it's probably multiple stages. Yep, yes. Performances all day multiple stages.
All day on multiple stages, yep.
Yeah, I know they got multiple stages, but like even Essence Fest has to have that shit like over the course of like a weekend.
Not Lovers and Friends stuck in my head.
Uh-huh. Well, speaking of this thing, Lil Jon is thinking about suing them, Live Nation, who puts this on, because... I guess he feel like they stealing his song name.
I was about to say, because of the name.
Which is ironic, because he was at the first one, mm-hmm. that they did. He was a performer.
So why he suing? Because he didn't authorize this one? Like, ain't nobody told you y'all can go again without me.
Well, according to a new letter sent by Lil Jon's lawyer, Edwin McPherson, he sent this to Live Nation's council. He said, Lil Jon trusted Live Nation to do the right thing when they agreed to defer those licensing conversations. But the rapper's move was peaked after it came clear Live Nation allegedly made Lovers and Friends an annual event without his participation, despite the continued use of the name. So I guess he, okay, he said, after headlining the first Lovers and Friends festival, it's completely disappointing to Lil Jon as both an artist and entertainer that Live Nation has done everything to not only avoid working with him personally, but his legal team as well to figure this out. So I guess... they did it. It was supposed to be like a one-time thing.
Mm-hmm.
He was the headliner because he had Lovers and Friends.
Mm-hmm.
But then they was like, shit, we made so much bread. Let's run that back.
I would only be there to see Percy. And it's ironic that y'all said that.
All the names I called out, that's it.
But I think I've seen everybody from that list that I wanted to see.
You seen Missy?
I haven't seen Usher.
Me either. You ain't seen Beanie Man.
No, I haven't seen. I mean, I say that I wanted to see.
Seem Seema.
You know what I mean? Like, I like everybody else.
Who got the keys to my Beamer live?
Now, Missy would be dope as fuck.
The illest pit bull in the skirt?
I mean.
That's your energy right there, Eve.
Eve, you think so?
I got a man in the can. Forever.
Sound make me want to Harlem Shake.
But that's who I would be the most excited Lil to Kim, see. Would be No Limit.
Put your lighters up.
I've seen Lil Kim.
You seen, like, how long ago was it?
Which Lil Kim did you see?
Maybe like 2016.
Mm, that's close.
I saw the Bad Boy reunion.
You went to it? I did too, in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, your yeah, country, you say Charlotte. You went too, ain't it?
No, I was pregnant.
This was what year?
2016.
Yeah. I was pregnant.
Mm. So, yeah, that was, I don't know how many days I was hoarse. I almost fell because, like, I was, like, when DMX came out, like, I was jumping, like, literally off of my
feet. You almost fell?
In the air.
He almost fell, too.
Jumping.
He tripped on the damn stage.
I probably didn't even see it because I was rapping at the top of my damn lungs.
Chris Brown.
I've seen Chris Brown.
In Charlotte?
Yeah.
I did, too. Oh yeah, you say you want to see Usher. I want to see Mariah Carey in person.
I don't care to see Mariah Carey because this ain't the same Mariah. You hey, know, she'll have a fan, but you know, I ain't.
Shit.
I need 1990s Mariah. I take 2000s Mariah. But this one, I'm just I was trying to think the other day if I've ever seen. I don't remember, but I wouldn't mind. And it's crazy that you're saying this because it was literally while I was at work. I was like, I got to catch Master No Limit the next time. I was like wondering if I had saw if I'd seen T.I.
You didn't see No Limit when they was at
I was working.
Oh.
And the only reason I didn't go was because I think some people called out and it was on like two of us at work that night. And I was like, I ain't even gonna leave my supervisor like that.
Oh.
No, because she be looking out for me. I was like, man, I ain't gonna do that.
They got a little something for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Everybody. I wouldn't mind. Like I've seen Jagged Edge. I don't think everybody was. That'll be the thing. The problem with like the ones that were for me, like the 90s people, like having everybody. Like if they're not dead or
Baby Bash. Fred.
But you know, he from out there. He from like the West Coast. Yeah. I remember he was big back in like when he used to work at WAMU. And his song
Sugar White, How'd You Get So Fly? That.
Yeah.
And In Vogue would be dope. Like I wonder if it's gonna be like the original ones though. Mm-mm. See, and that's the thing.
They're not together.
Right.
I wonder if Flo Rida really gonna be there. Mm. He got all that damn money.
He got
money
all that
now.
Money.
Fuck y'all niggas.
You have a hologram.
Yeah.
So that's what I would be excited. Lomi D
gonna come sing her song.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I see like the ones that do like they want something, like Wayne Wonder. Like I'll be in there, you know, trying to wind up. Sean Paul.
702 gonna be there. I might take a couple of my homeboys and knock off old girl. She like it like that. Shit.
Yeah, I mean,
we can't sing, but
she like women too. Like she say,
she do. Mm-hmm. She said that
on the whatever the show was that they were doing when they were in
when
the house.
Hold on,
you talking about 3LW?
Oh, that's 3LW.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh yeah, my bad.
But yeah, you talking about
the
dark skin one?
No, the light skin one. Remember last week we talked about how she uh-huh. said she had a foursome.
That's 3LW.
I thought it was 702.
No, that was
Lily
Kylie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From 3LW.
Yeah,
oh, my bad.
You talking about? Oh, okay, now you talking about the show that was just on BET recently?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
with Cherish and Nivea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
And the girl from
Totem. I never did watch that. I need to go back and watch it.
Word. It was a bunch of arguing and why are we doing this show? And why am I watching
money,
it?
Money, bitches.
Yeah,
and then I watched it. Like, like let me watch to see what happened in this
Ain't
week.
Nobody on that show didn't need that check.
They don't want to go work at a call center in India. Like, oh shit, I got an American, technically.
So.
Bitch over there, too. See what else happened this week before we get out of here because our time running. One more thing, y'all. It was something. Oh yeah, Nene's son. That was the one. I didn't see it. Nene said everybody thought her son came out.
Oh, I thought we were talking about cause he lost weight. Which one we talking
about?
Well,
that was kinda
it's the
it.
Same
so
one.
He been losing weight and all kind of stuff. He been, you know, showing off himself and
it's Brent, right?
Mm-hmm.
That little boy came out years ago when he was on Real Housewives of Atlanta in the background.
Well, what did he do? They say he come out.
He made a TikTok and he had a ball of paper.
Because I was struggling.
And he said, if I miss this, he was shooting it in a trash can. He said, if I miss this, I'm gay. And he
lobbed it.
Missed it on purpose, right?
Oh.
And then he did a little Z formation.
Oh, really?
Yeah. His Z wasn't quite as sharp.
So he got to get the gays to teach him how to do it right.
Yeah.
This is like,
and then they came out later saying that it was a joke.
Well, that's
that
not
he's
funny.
Really not gay.
Yeah, Nene tried to
try to clean it up.
Yeah, she's
that little boy been gay since he was a little boy on Real Housewives.
Just let him be gay, Nene.
Yeah, this is what she said on the Breakfast Club.
So my son hit the vlogs this weekend. Everybody was hitting me up. I was out of town, mm-hmm. and I get all these text messages. Oh my God, Brent came out. He's gay. And I was like, he is.
No,
really. And
Brent
is not gay. He did some popular TikTok trend, mm-hmm. and everybody is calling game. Us up about if he's gay or not. Is Brent gay? You know, yes. I mean,
so it's not true. He didn't come out.
Well, not to my knowledge. He called me up and he was like, "Mom, everybody's asking me if I'm gay because I did this TikTok video mm-hmm. thing." And I said, "It's okay. I mean, if you are gay, it's fine with me." And he was like, "Okay, I'm not gay, Mom." And then, you know, just all of my friends were calling him and calling me.
Girl, bye. Hey, bye to you too, Brent. Boy, you about 30.
If you see the video, he don't look gay, maybe. But in the words of Craig Jones, there ain't one person in the hood that played like that.
That was like, eh. It ain't like he like ate like my nephew and doing something and be like, he crying because, TT, they say I'm gay because I did this, you know, this thing. Like, mm-hmm. he old enough. He fucking know better.
But if you see his mannerisms when he did it, it wasn't.
Why? So he was trying to not look gay because he's gay and he didn't want people to think he's gay?
Nah, it's a nigga who, I don't know. You got to see it.
I thought about that before and see it. This must be, maybe I was supposed to be here today because I was just thinking, like, one of my cousins, I just want him to be gay out loud so bad.
What if he just feminine mannerisms?
No, he is really gay. Like, his closet is out gay. It's just like, you done been engaged and married to and divorced man? To a woman. Like, sir, we knew you were gay long ago. I know that you're gay right now. Like, please just be happy and be with your man. Like, in the public, or get off of social media so nobody has to see it.
You because think he wants some Bucci cat?
He wants a man. He wants a husband. Like a real one.
You want some bussy?
And I'm just like, please just go ahead. We already know. It's almost a situation like the Brat. It's just like, ma'am, we knew this long before you officially came out.
You think Brat's wife really gay?
Now, has she been with women before her?
she got a kid that's my
age. I mean, well, I know, but you know, like, okay, so this girl I went to school with, okay, so she said that, and I've known, and one of my, you know, current associates, she said that she's not a lesbian, but she likes the woman that she's with. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't particularly know what.
They got a name for that.
That, you know what I mean? That means?
Sapiosexual or something. You would love whoever.
You like whoever likes you?
Mm-hmm. I thought that was when you're attracted to someone's mind.
Mm. I thought pansexual was you like.
Who you like. Yeah, that's pansexual. I'm a pot sexual. Give me the pansexual. We'd be pots and pansexual.
So I don't know. I didn't know anything about Judy until the Brat. So. That's so stupid. I don't know if
that might
like
be the name of the episode,
if right? It ends with the Brat, like if she'll go date another woman, like because like I said, right. I don't know of
who,
her, Judy. I don't know Judy before the Brat.
Judy
so
walked like she loved it. She get whatever the biggest strap they had at the sex toy store. That what she told Brat to get. What's this? Get the big one.
I mean, you never know. The Brat might like you know that too because she used to date me.
Begrudgingly.
Barely. What man she ever dated?
Happy. I mean we don't know. If this is before she was the Brat though. Look, Shantae used to date me.
The What Are You Like video. She was so uncomfortable
you
in
think
that video.
So?
Yeah. Niggas all dancing on her and shit. She was so uncomfortable.
That pussy probably tied as my budget. What are you talking about? You don't check the check.
I tried my best to save this microphone.
She ain't never had nothing in there.
I'm just saying.
Tampon. She been padding it up. She don't want that.
You never know. She may like to be penetrated still.
I don't know. I doubt it.
I don't know.
What kind of lesbian you think, Brat? Brat probably like to get her boobs touched because they big. But other than that, don't go down there.
Touch me not. That's what they call them, right? Mm-hmm. Get you a touch me not and a pillow princess together.
What's the pillow perfect princess? Couple.
Them the kinds they don't eat.
Yeah, they just sit back and get pleased. Eat. Yeah.
Okay. And what's the touch me not? Don't touch me, I touch you.
Yep. I learned about that watching was it Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
I learned so much coming to this show.
Yep. It was a girl up there. She was like, nah, don't touch me down there, son. Like, don't touch my breasts. You would call them breasts and you trying to be all, don't touch my breasts, son. Like,
we
can't cancel. Ain't about to touch them titties.
Oh God.
Yeah, it was perky too. Look, she's like a basketball player or something. I forgot what it was. A long time ago.
Oh my
about
God.
About 8-9 years ago. Mm-hmm. Let me go ahead and get us out of here.
Okay, so we got an update to the story we talked about last week, where the white football player had shown interest, or the school showed interest in him. Albany State and HBCU has shown interest in him. They have now reneged. and said that they will not be signing this young man. So HBCU apologizes for recruiting a white football player who used the N-word. Albany State football coach Quinn Gray issued an apology on Friday, days after offering a scholarship to the four-star quarterback Marcus Stokes.
So I don't know really much of this background story, but it didn't he... Okay, was this the same player that got, I think, expelled or kicked out of his school for doing that or something?
No.
Okay.
I don't think he got kicked. No, he just lost a scholarship to Florida.
Okay, so he lost the money for saying it there, and Albany State was like, come on over here.
Initially, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know. He a four-star quarterback.
The quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So would that make Albany State reniggers? Go ahead, next one. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Bad joke.
They're
reniggers.
Remind me to come back to that, because these names, and I saw... Okay, I'm gonna say it right before I get. There was a name that came through. Last name was Coon. First name was, I ain't gonna say his name because I don't know if his folks listening, but I'm gonna tell y'all off of the air, but he was not a colored fella.
Came through what?
At my job.
Oh.
I'm gonna tell y'all what his first name was when we get finished.
it's funny.
It's ridiculous.
But they don't, do they spell it C-O-O-N?
Yeah, it's Coon. Last name was Coon.
Cause it's a Coon dealership up in
You talking about the K-U-H-N?
Uh-huh.
Uh-uh, this is C-O-O-N.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, so another update to a story we talked about a few months ago. Jay-Z has struck a multi-billion dollar deal with Ducey following the Bacardi lawsuit. So he has agreed to a multi-billion dollar deal with Bacardi surrounding the valuation of Ducey, which comes after the heated lawsuit over the premium cognac. My choice of cognac.
Yeah, so now you can keep drinking it.
I never had it.
Really?
Mm-mm.
What your husband drank?
They call him ADK.
What is that?
Any he damn don't care. Kind.
Long as it's brown.
Do he drink? He no particular like brown, white, whatever. Just mm-hmm. drink anything.
He drink whatever.
Anything to get him drunk.
I mean, I guess now he might be a little too bougie for the Burnett's right now. Like he probably gonna drink that.
That's
shit.
The
oh that fucking vodka.
Oh, that's the vodka in the plastic bottle.
In the plastic bottle.
Okay, so last week we talked about how I wasn't gonna be able to stream Snoop's music. Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Dre's The Chronic. Oh, I'm sorry. Chronic is back on streaming after Snoop removed it.
It's the.
Oh.
Now look at you. You wore that shirt on purpose.
I didn't. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
They told me I'm psychic.
It say The Chronic on the album cover.
It is The Chronic, yeah. So it is The Chronic. So now The Chronic is back on streaming. I might listen to it on the way home.
You have to. You got your Death Row record.
Yeah, maybe Snoop will put his shit back on there.
Please. Cause somebody took my motherfucking CD. Okay, anyway.
And nobody's going. Ain't nobody getting your app, Snoop. Sorry.
No,
you got too much going on.
So y'all probably heard in the news that there was these three rappers that were missing after a show was canceled.
Yeah, and we didn't care then. We don't care now.
I never heard of them, but they were found in a house.
28, 31, and 31.
Ooh.
Somebody, I was reading the comments, and somebody was like, they think it was a setup, like for all of them. They think it was they ops that set them up and got them. Cause they said it was, but you know, you could find all kind of bullshit in the comments. One person mm-hmm. was like, whatever the show was they were supposed to do, they were initially supposed to do, got canceled. And then somebody came back around. So they think it was somebody posing as a promoter trying to get them, and they got them.
Yeah. Cause they were supposed to do a show. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
It is.
And they have all three of them
in one location.
Yeah. But and even like when it first dropped, it was like somebody had posted a picture of a screenshot where somebody was like, them boys probably in a band though somewhere, in a band house or whatever, and that's where they found them at. So.
Oh, yep. Shit.
What?
Bando. Abandoned.
You just figured out.
I just did that.
Yeah, when you said, I was like, well, damn.
I just did that live, yeah. Last story, a six cop has been arrested in the Tyree Nichols murder.
No, he ain't arrested.
No, yeah, I'm sorry. He lost his job. He hasn't been charged yet.
Mm-hmm.
And he's white. So y'all put that together how y'all want to.
So why they fire him if he hasn't been charged?
There you go. Come on.
Because he didn't, I don't think he kick a hit.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if he's lost his job, why is he not charged? If I'm not guilty, then why can't I work here? I haven't if you saying I haven't done anything, like it's enough to fire me but not enough to charge me. Because they was like, he was standing around not doing anything, but didn't they get somebody get people for that for the George Floyd?
Yeah, they did. But you know,
they didn't stop it.
This is a different place though.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, because they fired the EMTs too.
EMTs, yeah.
That showed up that didn't do anything. Like they waited like 15 minutes
at George Floyd or at this.
No, at this. They fired
them too. Asking because I refuse. I cannot. That's too much trauma for me.
Yep.
And is the backstory regarding that story like true?
No, it's not true.
Okay.
That was. I knew it was fake when somebody posted it. I was like, why y'all posting this? This don't even seem real. And then like a day or so later, it was a picture of somebody with Don Lemon, and it was like Don Lemon was like, he spoke to the family, like the rumor not true. Then like a family member had to come out and say at a press conference like the rumors weren't true. So,
I wonder if it wasn't true, or they're saying that it's not true, so they're not affiliated with it.
What do you mean?
Like, you talking about like his family or?
His family came out and said it's not true.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think people come out with stories like that because they just feel like this kind of stuff, it gotta, like, people just can't be that evil
right
to do it. So they gotta try to justify, like, it gotta be some kind of reason for them to do that.
Well, I don't know now. We're talking about the police and they don't really need no fucking reason. Because I think the thing would be like, well, why would these black men kill this black guy this? That's probably the part.
But really, like, even like when it's a white officer or whatever, like, white people do it to justify it too, because they don't feel like police can do this, that, and third.
Oh, they sure do. He should have complied.
That's the justification. Like, if he would have complied, this wouldn't have happened. Yeah, that's them trying to justify it because they just can't believe that police just don't look at black people.
Well, if he would have listened, he wouldn't have been doing that. Yeah. It was just like, well, he didn't get the chance to fucking say nothing, and she was asleep. So, what you got?
Yep. Well, her boyfriend was a drug dealer.
Was he?
And she knew it.
Did she?
That's what they said on Don Lemon.
Okay.
On not Don Lemon, Tucker Carlson. And I get all my news from Tucker.
And he wouldn't lie.
He would not lie.
It's the news, ain't it? They wouldn't.
He had Jason. He had that guy I used to like on ESPN. He disappeared, and he showed up, Jason Whitlock. And you know what he said about the black women. And Jason's a black man, so I got to take his word for it.
You got to believe him, because he would know.
Because he would know. He has a black mother. That's it for quick hits.
That's it.
Word. So here's my favorite segment. Oh shit! You know what? I forgot I had a drop for that.
Fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
Blessings come, I feel like, from God. You ain't real. Cause I'm committing
fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today. Okay.
You know, with prices and everything going up, it's kind of hard to make ends meet. And so two Dollar General workers took things into their own hands. This was in Evansville. Two women, they were arrested on felony charges of theft Thursday after police say they stole thousands from their employer. 23-year-old Amber Smith and 19-year-old Caitlin Wells are facing charges of theft after the Dollar General on Lincoln Ave accused them of purposefully lowering prices of store items to purchase at a lower rate. An affidavit obtained by 14 news outlets shows that Smith was a new employee at the time and that her price changes cost the store $1,700. Excuse me. As for Wells, her price changes cost the store $4,600 in revenue. Wells was like, fuck this shit. House full of goddamn off-brand snacks. Police claim they received handwritten confessional statements signed by both Smith and Wells, where they admitted to lowering prices. The pair were arrested and booked in to the Vandenberg County Jail.
You said $1,700 and $1,400.
Yep.
And this is a federal case.
I guess it go federal after a certain amount of money.
$200. God damn, $200.
What you mean?
Okay, so I'm okay, and I don't know if I'm hearing it wrong. You said $1,700.
$1,400? $4,600.
$4,600. That's what I'm like, wait a fucking minute now. Yeah. I mean, but still, it's that ain't even $5,000.
Yeah, it is. 46 plus 17.
Barely. For a federal case.
It might be 5,000. That might be the thing to take it federal. I don't know. Or maybe what they did, like price changing or something.
They some queens, if you ask me.
Why? They ain't did it for nobody else but themselves.
Oh, I thought they was hooking up the hood.
Nah, they just did it for themselves.
Oh, shit.
That's why I said they get a house full of damn all-brand snack.
Dollar General, please. People probably steal. I know they steal more than that out the store. Like, just literally take it.
They got them things.
They paid a couple cents for them. Leave them girls alone. Just firemen, go on about your business. They making examples out of them.
Nah, wherever that Dollar General is, I know it. Bug is full of all over the damn store because they seem to can't never get their product
and up. Boxes,
Lord,
and blocking stuff that I need to get, and ain't nobody can come move them because you ain't got but one person working today.
And that motherfucker loading shit up. He's stocking and running the damn register.
You ready? Okay, well let me know when you're ready.
Act like you hurting them coming to get your damn nabs or whatever the fuck. They be have odd packaging too. Like damn, this not this, is this really a dollar's worth of sugar wafers?
How many be in the baby?
No, I'm lying. Them sugar wafers, you get a regular thing, sugar wafers, it'd be off brand, but you know, you get like a little package of, you get a package of Kit Kats. They already open, like in the bag, unopened Kit Kats and shit in the bag. No, open, they naked. But yeah, that's all I got, y'all.
Okay.
You got anything else before we get out of here?
I was gonna ask about something, but you said we ain't got no time.
I got all day shit.
No, the doppelganger thing.
Oh, we'll get into that later.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't nobody care about that white one. Amy, let everybody know where they can find you.
I can be found on all platforms at Amy's 22 cents. That's AMM. Oh shit, that's the first time that happened. AMYS, the number 22, CENTS.
Key.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, BossLady819. I'm on TikTok, Kilolo, KELOLEAUX.
And you can find me on social media, Preacher_BP. And you can find the show on social media, DJ Blaze Show on Twitter and Instagram. Follow us and comment on our posts and shit. And you can find us on Facebook on DJ Blaze Radio Show Podcast, I think it's on there. Anyway, come back Wednesday. We're going to be talking about like old shows we watch with your mama or your grandmama. It should be an interesting conversation because we know a lot about television, y'all. But anyway, thank y'all for listening. DJBlazeShow@gmail.com. That's the email. I don't got nothing else. It's your boy, Be Easy.
This is Key.
And this your girl, Amy.
And we out.
Let those who have ears listen. Whatever you ask, this is the DJ Blaze Show.